Well, hello there, and welcome once again. Season 2 is upon us. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with another episode for you. Got a special guest that we're going to get to momentarily. But before we do that, let's go around the table and tell you who we have in studio. It's always a pleasure. I'm in a New Year's resolution, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to keep with it. No, no.
I can't hear you.
Yeah. It's not to remember people's name, but it is to do this. Future events in 2024, I will not make fun of Cameron Bartlett. You've heard
that
it here.
That was actually your resolution?
Yeah, it is. It's actually my resolution. It's my resolution as far as podcast stuff go. It's not my resolution.
So I think Jamie's pants are on fire right now.
which is always uncomfortable, huh?
I said liar because he laughed like he didn't understand.
I mean, no, do you not believe me?
No.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Our first event is coming up. I think it's going to be, we're going to be broadcast. Okay, Munch and Mingle is an event.
The February 8th.
Okay, you coming?
Yeah.
Okay. February 8th. Yeah, it's February 8th. But here's the thing. You, if I make fun of you or mess with you, you got to call me out. You got to go, Jamie, you said.
What does she win?
You win.
Lemonade.
Cam's lemonade. Your flavor. If I make fun of you, a flavor of Cam's delicious lemonade of your choice. Okay? Still a pinky. Okay. Can't see this, America, but this is what's happening. For all of you listening around the country, it's what's going on. We'll get to our guests momentarily. We want to thank Jazz in the Morning is here tonight with us as well. And Jordan Jackson, I'm going to make no resolution about making fun of you. That's after your Copacabana pick last year. You're just going to get what you get. So you had a short film, which is very impressive. Will you talk a little bit about it real quick before
we go? Last Sunday.
Okay, well, are you asking me? Because you made the short film.
I was asking
Jasmine. Okay.
I was not paid for this. I was used for my free labor.
Okay.
I did volunteer myself. But it was very cold, and I almost got hypothermia in my toes.
Okay. All right.
What'd y'all do?
We were at the Pleasant Grove Park and recorded a funeral scene.
Okay, so Jordan, explain to me. So Jasmine's one of your actresses? Is she the only actress?
No, there was like four.
Okay, so number one, what made you decide to cast Jazlyn in this role?
I was like, hey guys, I'm making a short film, let's be in it. Okay. I was like, guys, me.
So, okay. So there's no audition or anything. No, you said
she just came in.
Okay. So tell us real quick what it's about.
It's like this 3-minute wake for this dude named Ricky that I made up in my room.
Okay.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. There was like no plot.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So that sounds great. We want to watch that. Yeah.
It does have a intense plot and a plot turn at the end.
So it has a twist. Okay. All right.
Where can we watch it?
I think it's just for Skills USA, but we're just talking.
Okay. So let me ask you this: is there a point in time where maybe you could like show it here before Chamber Chat an episode?
I will, just for you, Jamie.
Dude, I want to see it. Seriously, I want to see it. That's important. Listen, anytime somebody makes a short film, you do a pod, anything like that, you should be celebrated for that, for real. So good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, that's the last compliment I give Jordan for 2024. Yeah, well, there's no more coming, and he will never pick a go-home song, by the way. That's a rule. Steadfast. Wow. Steadfast. Huh? No, you cannot pick it today. No.
Can I redeem myself?
No. I'll tell you what. No, you can't. Okay. Ever. No, it's terrible. All right, let's get to our guest real quick. We've got from My Bump Studio, we've got Alexis Pickens. So, Alexis, I'm so sorry that you had to go through all of that and that you had to sit through us and listening to that. But, hey, thank you so much for being on Chamber Chat.
You're welcome. That was very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Did you do anything like that in high school? Make any short films?
I didn't. I feel bad now.
Well, we could – what? Okay, give her the mic.
Get closer, honey.
Jamie, you said we could talk about my YouTube channel.
We are. After we talk to our guest at the end of the broadcast.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. You see what I got to deal with here? Yeah, that's okay, though. They do a good job. I want to thank the Hueytown TV class for being a part of this, as always, and being back again in year two. So talk about, before we talk about My Bump, though, let's talk about you. Now, dude, where were you from? Where did you go to high school? Are you from? Give me some background. Let's get to know Alexis.
Let's see. Alexis Pickens. I've graduated high school actually in West Dallas, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, really?
Yes. Not from Wisconsin. I moved there during my high school years, but I did graduate up there. I moved to Birmingham back in 2002.
Okay.
So I've been around about 22 years. Went to Lawson State Community College, and I also went to Virginia College and became the ultrasound a technician. So I've been doing that for about 11 years.
Okay.
Married with two kids, a son and a daughter.
Congratulations there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My son's actually be 26 next week, and my daughter is 18. She just joined the Navy.
Okay. So, a lot of military talk this evening. Mm-hmm. Well, tell her that we're saying thanks for her service.
I sure will.
Greatly appreciated.
So, yeah, married, two kids, house, and a dog.
Okay. That's like the perfect life there. So, what'd you ask?
So, what kind of dog do you have?
Good question, Jordan.
Right, because I don't see that thing. I don't deal with it much. I'll tell you at the end of this.
You know what? We'll think about it. Uh-huh. If you don't answer Jordan, it's not important. So, the only thing about Wisconsin is Madison. So that's the only really I know. How close was Madison?
About 45 minutes.
So from where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did you ever think about going to college? Because Wisconsin, that seems like it is cold there. Mm-hmm. So how much colder is it there than you think Alabama? Just give me a
second. Oh, my goodness.
Does it snow? How does it snow in Wisconsin? Because if it snows here.
Seems like about 7 months out of the year.
So for a couple of weeks ago, it didn't really snow at all, and there was very little issues, but we got several days off, which I was okay with that.
I was too.
Okay with that. But in Wisconsin, if it snows like that, you just keep going.
They have the proper equipment. They have the, you know, the salt trucks and the snow plows and all that stuff that keeps the roads drivable.
They're prepared for it.
Yes, they are. So it's, going, you know, I don't get up there often as I used to, but now being down here and used to this Alabama weather, when I go there, I'm shell shocked. So
I can imagine.
Do you enjoy the snow? Are you a snow enjoyer?
Are you a snow enjoyer? Did you just say that?
Yes.
I mean, five minutes in and out.
You said that you've gotten used to Alabama weather. I don't think Alabama has gotten used to its weather. So that is
interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Look at that dynamite drop in there, Jordan.
Thank you, Jamie.
Jordan, that was bad. A snow enjoyer?
That's a genuine question.
That's a t-shirt waiting to happen. I can see it now. Get your snow enjoyer t-shirt ready.
Get your chamber chat snow enjoyer.
So, Alexis, when you left and came here, did you come right to Hueytown, Pleasant Grove area, or did you?
I went to Birmingham City first. Okay. I was actually over off Green Springs Avenue. It's my apartment's over there.
Okay. I live pretty close to there now. I live kind of Vestavia, so I'm not too far from that. Right up the road. Yeah.
So, right there, kind of the home by Homewood Middle School, I believe it is now.
Okay. Yeah.
On that stretch.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, moved there. My sister was there at UAB, so I moved in with her until she moved out to Dallas. And so I stayed there and then kind of learned the city. My first job was at South Trust Bank.
Okay.
I was a roving teller going from branch to branch, so I got a chance to learn the city and to stay off all those one-ways.
That's a problem. You got to learn Birmingham, you know, really good quick with the one ways.
Yes.
Especially in Birmingham City, like right there in the middle.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah.
So when did you move to this area?
So I've been in Pleasant Grove since, let me see, 2005.
Okay.
So I've been in Pleasant Grove since 2005. So because my daughter's 18, so okay. Moved the year she was born.
So did she grow up going to Pleasant Grove in the schools? Okay, she's a Spartan.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a lot of animosity between Pleasant Grove Spartans and Hueytown Gophers.
Why?
Is that true? Did I know that, you know, it used to be a pretty big rivalry back in the day.
Are they fighting over colors?
No, I think just crosstown rivals there.
Right,
I don't even know if they play each other anymore. I'm just kidding.
I don't even know.
So let's talk about My Bump. Mm-hmm. So I've seen it and I've passed by it and I've always wondered, what is this? This looks like this is such a nice little building. Mm-hmm. What is My Bump?
My Bump Studio is, I offer 3D and 4D ultrasounds.
Okay.
Where mothers can come in and see their little baby before they get here. They like to come in and do that, as well as I do the blood draws for gender, and I do heartbeat bears.
Okay.
And so that's just it's a hit, and people love to come and
explain a heartbeat bear.
So I record baby's heartbeat in a little device.
Okay.
And I put it on the inside of a little stuffed animal of their choice. I have like elephants, giraffes, lambs.
That sounds, I hate to say this, that sounds like the cutest thing ever.
It is.
I mean.
It is.
It is.
Thank you, Cameron.
So cute.
Cameron's face like she's about to cry.
Little elephants and giraffes.
Thing. Yeah. I feel like I've seen this building. Where is it?
Right off Allison Bonnet. You pass the Wells Fargo Bank.
Oh my God, wait, yeah.
This little white house on the left-hand side across from Wells Fargo. You're coming towards Publix.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, don't.
I'm awful with directions. Oh. So, obviously.
We'll send her a picture later. She'll get there. We'll let her know what's going on. Is there other businesses or is there anybody else around here that does this? This is so unique.
It is. There's a place over in Mount Brook. There's one there, one in Trustful, and I think it's one on down towards Chelsea area.
But not on the western side.
On the west side. Okay. Me on the west side.
Where did you come up with the idea? When did it happen?
Again, doing ultrasound for about 11 years. Sure. I love ultrasound, and I just wanted to, my daughter, when she was born in 2005, she was preemie. She was 26 weeks, and ultrasound just really kind of changed my life and her life, because I had to have her so early. They kind of calmed my nerves and to show me that she was fine, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
So they had to deliver her early. So I said then that I was going to go to ultrasound school when I got well. And I did. And so working with the county, I worked at Cooper Green for about 8 years, and at Brookwood and UAB, I decided, you know what, I'm ready now. I'm at a point where I'm ready to now give back to the original reason why I went for ultrasound school. So that's why my bump studio, that's why I was born.
It sounds like it's such a rewarding career, because you have the ability or the opportunity to make a couple or a person so happy. What's it like when they first see that for the first time? What's it like?
It's surreal. The moms, they cry. You hear the baby's heartbeat for the first time. You know, there's some come in just, they're still don't believe. You know, you get the pregnancy test and it's like, okay, I'm pregnant.
I'm 100% sure.
Right. Yeah. But when you hear the baby's heartbeat, they are really, they tear up. The couples, they hold hands and they like to take pictures and stuff. So it's a good feeling. And that's, that alone makes me happy, that this is a great investment for me.
I guess with all the happiness, is there sometimes there is bad news?
There is bad news sometimes. So far, since I've been open, there hasn't been any.
Let's keep that going.
Please.
We got 100%. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, sometimes there is bad news. And a part of my waiver that the parents have to fill out gives me their doctor's information. So if I did see something on there, I would contact their physician versus, letting them know right then.
Sure.
That way I wouldn't alarm them and have them trying to speed to the emergency room or something like that and then really cause an accident and cause more trouble. So I would definitely reach out to their physician.
How has it been since you opened? What's it been like as far as people being involved, and how fast has the business grown?
It's done really well. I have a couple of endorsements. I am on the radio station right now on Hot 107.7.
Okay.
And I have a couple of OBGYNs that are backing me. Dr. Tamika Roberts has done an interview with me as well. Heather Skanes and some other doctors down at UAB West. Hmm. So they're sending their OB patients to me, and that really helps out a lot. And then I got signs around town. I have just gone out, word of mouth, doing other little small social events, just trying to get my name out there, letting people know where I am.
Have you been able to get out in the community a lot, like any events that we have, and let people know?
So far, I've done the Fall Festival.
That's a great time. That's a fantastic event.
Yes, it was. I was overwhelmed. Nobody told me that.
Yeah, it'd be thousands of people.
Yes,
yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
told me. Yeah. I was like giving out one little those little simplet candies just to make it stretch.
So you're overwhelmed. Let me tell you something. You should have been trying to do a costume contest and be that person making sure that happened with 500 people
Actually,
dressed.
I dressed up as the Mad Hatter.
Did you really?
I did. And I think they got a picture of it. But I am still going to be a sponsor for the Women's Day, Women's Luncheon coming on March? March 8th?
Yes.
On March 8th. So I'm slowly trying to get my, again.
Yeah, this
is all so new.
We got the awards dinner coming up. That'd be a great place for you to come. At least, that's a fantastic event that we got coming up. And Chambers got all kinds of events. So
yes, they do.
We're just about to get started again after a little. I'm kind of bored. I'm ready to get going after a couple months off.
I expect to get an email from Debbie every day. I do. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then I look at Facebook and I'm thinking, like you did for the year. And I'm thinking, okay.
Yeah.
Got to block my schedule for this.
Letting people know that's what we do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely kind of get out of my comfort zone of. I'm a talker. However, you're talking to someone it's easy, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So getting out in different settings, like last week I went to a social event, and it was great because they ended up doing vision boards while the speakers spoke, and then that way we were able to mingle with the person beside you, and just kind of like an icebreaker. And it was good, and I got a chance to get hand out some cards, and it was really good. So I'm slowly trying to get into some stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am. Debbie, go ahead. Jasmine, you're up after her. Okay.
So have you been to any of our Munch and Mingles? If you have not, the next one is Speed Networking.
Okay.
And that's where you get a chance to tell everybody at your table. I think you get two minutes to tell everybody about your business and at your card. And you meet them, and you swap and take turns learning about each other's business.
Okay.
And I'll be I'll be hosting that for you. So I'll keep you going for that.
When will it be?
It's going to be February 8th, I do believe. Correct? That's on a Thursday. Can't make it.
Now my daughter's graduating from the Navy.
Well, that's going to take
the 8th.
That's going to take precedence, I think. Yeah, that's going to take precedence for sure.
I'll be in Chicago. She's in Illinois.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So, Jazz, do you have a question?
Okay, not a question. You said you were so bored, Jamie. Last week we did have a podcast, but you didn't make it.
Are we all here for that? I couldn't make it. Yeah.
I was here. Nobody was here.
She didn't read the message. I was here by myself
until 6:08.
Okay.
I got here at 5:30, and I was here.
Did you really?
Yes. I sat right there and charged my phone, and I was sitting there, and I was sitting there. I was like, guys, where are y'all?
Okay, hold on a second. Did you come?
No, I read the message.
Okay.
No
one Gavin, did here. You come? Because you read the message. Okay. Jordan? No, what about Jordan?
I fell asleep and I woke up like 6:20 and I was like, oh, wait, the podcast. And I saw.
You're like me on the first podcast.
You said what?
The first podcast we ever did, I fell asleep and I didn't make it.
Oh, well, Jordan, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, let you know this is the last podcast for the year for as far as you're concerned. So don't worry about it. Don't.
I'm not
saying you're not invited.
Just kidding, Jordan. All right, so Alexis, go ahead, Cameron. You got a question?
Okay, so you do ultrasounds. Mm-hmm. How much schooling was that?
2 years.
Did you just at Lawson
or Virginia College? Well, it was on Green Springs. So now Wallace State offers the program. It's still a 2-year program. And Lawson State only offers ECHO, which is heart.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how long their program is since it's not the full body. So I'm not sure. But Wallace definitely should check that out.
In Huntsville, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Is Virginia College open anymore?
No, it's closed.
Okay. Because, you know, the thing about Virginia College was it had everything. You could go.
Yes.
You could be a chef. You could do all kinds of different career techs. It was a great school.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
And career tech schools are kind of falling by the wayside. I hate to see that, you know, because of that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good call. I'm glad you went there.
Yeah. I
got
too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I was fixing to plug Cameron there. Cameron does a lot with HOSA. She loves health science. She's good at that. So that's her
I'm
thing.
Going. I'm trying to go to school for nursing.
Okay. She's Lawson definitely is good for nursing.
Because I'm doing community, then probably university to work to my ADN and BSN.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm still figuring out if I want to do like a respiratory therapist or like just a nurse.
Crystal, who was just here with Counsel Lemonade, she's a respiratory therapist. Mm-hmm. And she went to Virginia College as well.
Connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so talk to her some more too. She can kind of give you the ins and outs and let you know.
Cameron's going to be successful and buy us a house.
Yeah, hopefully. My main source is pediatric nursing.
Ooh, that's going to be
no pressure, Cameron, on the house buying, though.
It was either that or a veterinarian tech.
So, Alexis, we had Cam's Lemonade. Mm-hmm. What a great story. And so you are his godmother?
Yes.
So, wow. I mean, it's had to be great to kind of sit back and watch that from, you know, really close.
Mm-hmm. I've known them, you know, of course, since Cam.
Yeah.
Been in the world. But it's crazy. I met her when I was working at Brookwood as an ultrasound tech. And this is when I met her.
Okay.
And she was pregnant with Cam. So we've been friends ever since.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, watching that and I was listening to her story. But it's so surreal. Every bit of it is the God's honest truth.
And it's hard to believe that, you know, I'm going to just decide to make some lemonade with my son to teach him how money works and how you need to save. And the next thing you know, it's a franchise.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's doing really good. So, yes, drink up.
It's the new beverage, I'm telling you, of the Chamber Chap. So, Alexis, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, if they're looking to get an ultrasound, how would they go about that?
They can find me on Google, of course. You can always Google me. And then there's also Facebook. It's My Bump Studio on Facebook, My Bump Studio on Instagram. I'm also on Yep. And then it's mybumpstudio.com. It's my website.
Okay. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Do you feel comfortable? You kind of look like you're a little nervous when you're
No, I'm okay.
You good? You should do your own podcast.
No.
I think so. Why? You could do your podcast from my bump studio and talk about that.
I think we
should. That might be a good idea. My sister likes to do stuff like that, and she was thinking about doing something like this. I'm going to tell her that y'all got it all, you know, worked out.
Well, listen, this crew, they do a good job with it, you know, and we're a team, and it works, and we're so glad you came. But we can't let you go, though. We got to play five questions. Here we go. So, Cameron.
Yeah, one thing before we go.
Sure, go ahead.
The phone number to the studio is 205-434-1274.
Okay, so Cameron wants the first question. Okay.
Good,
that, you know what? I never give anybody the first question.
I already have a question. I don't want to forget it.
But because part of my 2024 mess with Cameron less, I'm going to do this for you. So, go ahead. First question.
What was your, like, favorite like ultrasound like moment?
I was gonna ask that.
Oh, boo-hoo. Oh.
That's not true.
Let's see, favorite ultrasound moment. I must say when I was able to recognize what I was looking at on the screen, you know, you look at it, it's like black and white staticky looking stuff on the screen. I think my first moment when I was able to recognize the liver from the kidney on the, you know, and it was just like, oh my god, I see it.
Yeah,
like, and it's like I can do this.
Like, I had my sister had a friend who's, like, she's pregnant right now with a girl, and, like, my sister was, like, the gender reveal person. Mm-hmm. And so they look at the ultrasound, and they're like, that's a girl? And then, like, obviously, I don't know what they said, but they're like, there's
three lines.
They said three dots. Three dots.
Oh, well, we say three lines. A hamburger sign is what it's called, textbook-wise. Yeah, three little lines. And then for boys, we say it's a little turtle head. So, kind of, you know, to look at it like that. But, yeah, that was my first moment I can remember is just being able to just recognize and say that I know the difference.
Yeah.
Great question. Best question so far in 2024.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This start of the podcast of the year. So
way to go. Absolutely. What song makes you happy? If you're having a bad day, or you get in your car and it's been one of those days, and like, and it comes on, you get a smile on your face, you might even sing a little bit. What song is that?
I say it's got to be Sugarland, and it is Stuck Like Glue.
Okay, all right. Okay, I wouldn't have guessed that. All right, okay. Why that? Yep. I mean, why is that?
I don't know. It just gets you moving, and I don't know. It's just a happy song.
Do you have a question?
I was really hoping she's going to say Copacabana for some reason. I
don't even know that.
Yeah, there's a reason.
There will be.
I got to listen to that now.
There will be an episode of me and Jordan just singing Copacabana coming soon.
Yeah, we can't wait for that. That's going to be fantastic.
To let's not. Let
all the listeners are leaving. All right, so favorite midnight snack.
Ooh. Favorite. Got to be some sherbet ice cream.
Just okay, so orange, lime, which one?
Rainbow. Just the rainbow flavors. Yeah. It's got a little bit, all of them.
What's you've left your house before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so embarrassed by the shirt that you have on or the outfit you have on. What was it and why did you wear it? And if you're just a fantastic dresser, you can just say, I'm a fantastic dresser. This has never happened.
No, I'm sure somebody said something sometime or another about what I've had on. I could just sticking out to me now is I went to an ugly sweater.
Okay. Ugly sweater. All right.
Christmas party. Okay. And I was just second guessing it the whole way. Like, and then what's really crazy about that is that when I got there, my sweater was really I was the only one in an ugly sweater.
Okay.
And I was wondering, like, is this not what we agreed on? But people were too fancy with glitter and sequins. And I'm thinking, so that really made me a little upset about that. I was the only one in a really ugly sweater.
You're from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Or went to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We moved there. Spent a lot of time there. Went to school. Favorite Wisconsin food? A food that you get in Wisconsin?
Cheese. I don't know. When I was there, I started eating the. Is it? Some people say gyro. Some people say gyro.
Okay, it's gyro.
Gyro. Okay.
Is that something the Wisconsin eat a lot?
Yes.
And you don't like it?
I like it, but I don't know. You just had to have a taste for it at the time, you know? So it's all right.
Well, awesome. Well, Alexis, thank you so much. My Bump Studio, if you're listening and you need to get an ultrasound and you're on the western side of Jefferson County, it's the best place to go. No doubt.
Thank you. Hey, yes.
And so thank you so much for being a part of this. This broadcast, the podcast will drop probably in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So let everybody know on social media. Sure, we had so much fun with you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we're going to briefly
speaking talk about media.
Your new show. Go ahead.
Speaking of social media.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Alexis, you have to sit through this, but go ahead.
I won't plug it because, just because, me and my cousin started a vlog channel.
A log channel?
Vlog.
Okay, vlog. Okay, okay. Yeah. But say, because log would be more interesting. I don't know how we,
About logs?
Oh, everybody loves a log. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, if you're like if you hunt or, you know, Paul Bunyan. Anyway, go ahead and explain what it's about.
Oh, we're just vlogging our day-to-day activities.
Okay.
You know, regular stuff teenage girls talk about on the daily. It's fun. Cameron, as a viewer, what can you say about it?
I'll be honest.
Okay, well, that's fine. Go ahead and be honest.
It's more just kind of like, okay, guys, she's going to go get her hair done. Skips. I got my hair done.
Okay.
That was the first episode. She's judging by, like, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, okay, Jordan, you're cackling.
They're thumbnails of a rat.
All right, so I'm guessing people, after hearing Cameron explain, it's going to flock to this show. So it's going to be great. But, hey, Alexis, thank you so much. And I'm going to keep this trend going. In honor of the Chiefs making the Super Bowl, we're going to go Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift as our go-home song. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.
He said, let's get out of this town.